Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It's that time. It is time for the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I know, it's probably 106 degrees right now in Green Bay, but we're almost there. NFL training camps have opened all over the country, which leads us into this week's Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
Believe it or not, NFL training camps will be opening during the coming days, and before you know it, preseason games will be underway. I used to look forward to the start of a new sports season. In the case of football, it meant wondering which rookies will make the biggest impact or how your favorite team is going to do. But lately with football, it seems you wonder more about what the next scandal is going to be. Which player will be arrested for the latest off-the-field incident? Who will get the next suspension? Or what the next Deflategate is going to be. You find yourself hoping that your favorite team can avoid any kind of turmoil or distraction that could potentially derail their season. Now, maybe I'm just getting older and more jaded. Maybe it's because my New York Jets haven't even been to a Super Bowl in 46 years and counting. Whatever the reason, here's to hoping the NFL can avoid scandal and negative news this season. Maybe the league will stop keeping TMZ busy and just get back to football. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. A couple of weeks ago on the show, we had Cindy Williams on. Now, you remember Cindy. She was Shirley in the iconic 70s TV show Laverne and Shirley. Cindy has a new book. It is a terrific book. I read it over two nights. It's a lot of fun. Shirley, I Jest, A Storied Life. Well, Cindy was nice enough to give us some time to chat about the book and her career and her times on Laverne and Shirley and American Graffiti. We're going to talk, I don't know, what, 10, 12 minutes? We spoke for 40 minutes. She was incredibly gracious with her time. There was so much I couldn't use when we had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it's really good. So I figured, why not? Let's have a reappearance, the remainder of our interview with Cindy Williams.
Season 8. You're married to Bill Hudson. You're 4 months pregnant when production begins. You find out that they plan on shooting on your due date. So that gets kind of interesting for you.
Yeah, got a little hairy there. Right, I thought there was a mistake, so I went back and I mean, this is just like going to people in the beginning before lawyers got involved with it. But I said, you know, you've got me working on my due date, so I need to change this around. And they said, no, we've already done the schedule for the season and that's it. And I said, well, can we do wraparound shows? It got into all kinds of stuff. Now, mind you, I was the first person that I can think of who had come back to, you know, a show, especially on the Paramount lot, and was pregnant, you know. But I just assumed that they were going to hide me with, you know, the couch and you know, I'd hide behind furniture and groceries, mm-hmm. and we'd go on with the show, and I'd somehow have the baby and then, you know, go on. But it just got into all I don't think people knew quite what to do with a pregnant woman at that Paramount at that time. Now, after I left, you know, when Rhea Perlman and Shelley Long had their children, I heard that they built nurseries and they had, like, you know, it became a whole different world, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. You know, I was sad to leave, but I just couldn't make it work. Nobody could at that point.
And like you said, I mean, studios, networks didn't have the sensitivities that they have now where they try to create a work-life balance even for their actors and their performers. And it was kind of just towards before things changed in that way. And it's unfortunate that it worked out for you, but it is what it was for the time that you were acting in. Now, I got a kick in the book. The foreword is written by Ed Begley Jr. What a nice guy. I had Ed was on my show like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. He is such a gracious and kind man.
Oh, he's my family. You know, I mean, he's just the best. He's just the most wonderful, smart, funny, kind person, little eccentric at times, I think. And I, you know, like when he rode his bike from his house in the San Fernando Valley to Malibu to my house for a rehearsal for this play we were doing and had a total, you know, low blood sugar attack at the door Because he didn't want to drive, he didn't want to use gasoline.
See?
But I've been going through this with him since he was 22. He's totally right about 99% of the stuff he does, except that bike riding.
Yeah.
And I insisted on, you know, loading his bike at the end of the day on my car, because that was about 20 miles.
I admire him because he not only walks the walk, he talks the talk, the whole thing. He lives in what he believes in. And I learned from your book, he had the electric car as early as 1970.
He had a golf cart.
Okay, it's not really an electric car.
That he was trying to drive the freeways of L.A. with. Yes, he did. He once came to a party at my house and had this electric car, and he said, Cindy, can I plug in the garage? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
This was way back. I mean, years and years, because he's so far ahead of his time.
Right.
And he plugged that sucker into my garage and blew out the entire, the lights, I think, on the entire block. And, you know, and it was, but it was worth it. I mean, he is marvelous. He's a marvelous human being.
Yeah, he's a very nice man. One thing we always do with the guests on the show, what's your favorite movie of all time, hands down? What's the one movie you always make time to watch?
That if I saw it coming on?
Or if you could just have it put on, whatever you want.
This is going to sound so obscure.
No, go ahead.
No one has ever said this.
Okay.
But this, because there are so many marvelous movies that I adore.
Okay.
But if I had one that makes me laugh and always makes me smile and gets me out of a bad mood, it'd be What's New Pussycat.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a very, very good movie. Okay. Now, favorite TV show of all time? And no, you cannot say Laverne and Shirley, nor can you say Happy Days.
Your Show of Shows.
Okay. Go for the classics.
I mean, it's not a TV show.
No, but it was a groundbreaking show on television.
And I love the Beverly Hillbillies. And
okay.
They once asked me, you know who's the most under-talked about female comedian? Is Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her
mm-hmm.
character in Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a physical character, too, if you watch her. And that's one of my favorite characters, is Elaine.
And she continues to do great work. She does a show on HBO
marvelous.
Now called Veep, which is really, really good as well. So
yeah, and people don't talk about her. Put her in a category like that.
Right.
But she is a marvelous comedian and just an incredible physical. If you watch her on Seinfeld, just watch her movement, her body movement, because she sells that character with it. I mean, it just makes you laugh.
Yeah.
And so that's one. I also, this is way before your time, but I loved a show with Joan Davis called I Married Joan.
I've heard of that.
Armis Brooks. These are when I was your age,
right.
When you were watching Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Here's one more. Okay. How about favorite musical group and favorite song?
The Beatles.
The Beatles?
I mean, it's the Beatles for me.
Yeah.
And Let It Be.
Let It Be?
There you go.
One of their last ones, by the way, too, from 1970. That was one of their final songs, Let It Be. That came out in 70, which was not long before they broke up.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
And I also loved... Listen, do you want to hear a secret?
That's right, yep.
Love that. That echoes to me. But also Buffalo Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I love them. And I love Jefferson Airplane.
Me too, yep.
And I loved Cream.
Mm-hmm.
And
if I remember from the book, there was a time you liked ELO very much, too.
Oh, love ELO.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
When John Belushi comes and visits you at Thanksgiving, you have him listen to ELO while you're in New York City.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, to brighten his spirits, which he was just joking about, that whole being down. I said, listen to this. Listen. Anyway,
well,
there's a picture in the book of him with a big speaker.
Yes.
Up to each ear. That's him listening to ELO.
Mm-hmm. He was visiting you in the city right after the Macy's parade.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did read the book,
see that?
Didn't you, Ed?
I passed the test.
Thank you.
I told you, I love the book. So it is terrific. There are tons of stories in the book, not only about John Belushi, stories about Cary Grant, stories about Cher, the story about a throwdown because of a cookie with somebody's picture on it. You'll have to read it to believe it. It's very interesting. The book is just absolutely terrific. Once again, you can pick the book up. It's Shirley I Jest, A Storied Life. It's available at Amazon. You can pick it up at your local bookstore. It is a terrific summer read, and do yourself a favor and get it, because it is just a great, terrific read. Cindy Williams, continued best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Fleetwood Mac.
There's another one. Fleetwood
Stevie
Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
All right.
Sorry, it's all coming to me now. Three Dog Night.
See, we've just opened a can of worms here, folks, with Cindy. Stay
you
with
did.
Us. More
I've
to
go
come.
Put some music on.
Now she'll be listening to music for the rest of the day.
So there you have it, our complete interview with Cindy Williams, a very nice lady. And the book is really enjoyable. You can pick it up at Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, at your local bookstore. Surely I Jest, A Storied Life. And again, we thank Cindy for being so gracious with her time. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.